The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome in. Just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, and it is time for the David Roddy Show. And then I just hear Crazy Carl's Pizza. I'm already starving, and then I hear that, and it's going to be, this will be a great hour, but I'm very hungry. David, just so you know, I'm starving, man. You got any pizza on you, my friend?
I don't have any pizza. Actually, I just went to Crazy Carl's a few days ago, so I wish I had some more.
Well, we'll take care of it at a later date, I'm sure. But man, congratulations on another big win for you guys. This week's got to be crazy for you because there for a while you were playing a game every single hour, it seemed like. But you're off a little bit this week until Saturday.
Yeah, we got a slow week this week. Just working on the Rams really these past 2 days. I'm off today, so you know it's good to get some rest in as well. But yeah, I mean, you know, I prefer playing every day, but coaches love practice, so we'll practice for the next few days before we head down to Fort Worth.
Yeah, Fort Worth, a big one coming up. We'll talk about that. Several tests that you guys have already gone through. Some big tests still to come before you jump into Mountain West play. I was reminded of your quote, and I tweeted it out, David, last week. You said, hey, we're kind of done with the comeback game for a while. We just want to get a lead and then just hang on to it throughout the whole thing. Well, you guys did that against St. Mary's. There was really never any doubt in this one. You just had control throughout.
Yeah, I mean, you know, St. Mary's is a great defensive team, and also a great offensive team. They make you work on defense. So, going into that game, we just really focused on our defensive intensity from the jump. And, you know, Moby Madness was amazing. Again, I mean, 7,000 plus in there is a beautiful sight. And they really helped, especially in the beginning of the game. So, St. Mary's is a great program, and we got it rolling really, really early, and we just kept the lead. So I'm just, again, super, super happy about the outcome.
I don't know if you go back and ever listen to the broadcasts of your games, but the guys from Stadium were there, Jeff Goodman and Doug Gottlieb. I was cracking up. You just could not stop in the second half, dude. You were so you were just on fire. You were move after move, crazy play after crazy play. And Doug Gottlieb at one point says, "David Roddy, stop it. These kids have families." And I was just dying, man. You were in some kind of a zone. It was beautiful basketball.
Yeah, I got it rolling in the second half. I had a little bit of a frustrating first half, just scoring wise. But I impact the game in a lot of ways. So I stepped up the defense as well as, just sharing the ball and moving it. So, once I got, in a rhythm the second half, it was very hard to, stop it. So, I just felt it going in the second half.
Yeah, we finished the night, of course, 19 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 7 rebounds. Again, putting up some big numbers, 2 of 3 from the three-point line. Isaiah Stevens was kind of in that first half, too. He was kind of doing things. I love watching that interchange sometimes. Sometimes it's Stevens, sometimes it's you, back and forth. And I know you guys are both like, hey, we don't really care who it is as long as we get that W.
Yeah, I mean, Zay's a generational talent. So, just to watch him do what he does at a high level is just, amazing. I could just sit back and watch. I have the best seats in the house. So, to see the move that he did and knock those down those mid-range shots, it's what he does every day. So, it's just a joy to watch. And, again, it really doesn't matter who it is. It could be, John. It could be myself, Zay, Adam, Kendall, everybody, Deshaun, everybody's proved it before and has the games before. So it's really kind of, just kind of picking your poison throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean, guys coming off the bench, just putting up some big minutes, some big points, big production. You mentioned John Tanjay, of course. Jalen Lake, I mean, seeing him get going, I think he's going to be a fun player in the future too, but he's doing great right now. He ended the night with 7 points.
Yeah, Jalen Lake is definitely the future of the program in every single way. He's a great kid. He's a super hard worker, as well as his mindset is so strong at a young age. Even stronger than mine at that age. So, he's a great, great fit for us. Especially coming off the bench, just with that shooting prowess as well as that defensive intensity. So, he's learning, and as long as he keeps learning and keeps playing the way he is, he's going to be a special player for us.
So, I mean, it's so great to hear you say that, too, because it just, to me, it's like a case of the rich get richer. This team, we knew going in this was already going to be a good basketball team, but so many great players that are just adding to what you guys have already done. I mean, that's got to be so nice to know that, hey, if I do have, you know, a few minutes here or there that are kind of tough, or I'm having one of those nights, which they all happen in basketball, you'd have so many guys that can help kind of shoulder that load.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's just another strength of our team. Again, strength in numbers. We play 10 guys, and all of them are, again, like I said, week after week could be Division I starters at any other school. So for them to just stay here and you know, develop here and go through the struggle, you know, with each other and stay with each other, you know, we're reaping the benefits of that pretty early. But, you know, there's still work to do, and I'm just super excited to, you know, keep practicing and working with this team every day.
Talking to David Roddy. This is the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. You guys had a phenomenal season last year, obviously. But there was kind of the one real down moment was Saturday, December 19th against St. Mary's. You guys lost that game 53-33. How did that feel to win the game, but just to know that was kind of one of the low points for you guys last year to come out and absolutely dominate this year?
Yeah, like I said last week on the show, you know, I want to just kind of thank St. Mary's because they are, you know, the catalyst of that successful season last year. They, you know, we freshly came off of COVID. We played Pueblo and Northern Arizona, and those, you know, respect to those teams, but, you know, it wasn't really a huge challenge for us in our weaknesses. So, you know, St. Mary's came in very, very physical and very, very disciplined on offense and defense. So, you know, to get that whooping early in the season made us really, you know, look ourselves in the mirror and see, you know, ask ourselves, what team do we want to be this season? You know, we stayed there for a few days because we had Santa Clara in, I think, 2 days after that. So, you know, St. Mary's, you know, let us practice there and everything. And, you know, it was really a challenge for each and every one of us to see, like, hey, you know, that one really stings, but we have another chance to make up for it in a good Santa Clara team last year. So, you know, we took it and we won that Santa Clara game, and that just propelled us, you know, to be more physical on defense, to be even more physical on offense, which is sounds like an oxymoron, but, you know, to be, you know, demanding on offense just as much as defense. And so, I mean, I have a lot of respect for that program and that coach. And, you know, they definitely helped us, you know, become the CSU basketball that we see today.
That's awesome, man. And again, you guys scored 33. You scored 35 in the first half. So, I mean, getting the monkey off your back there, that had to just feel good to say, okay, we got over that hump at least of what we did last year. And then you just poured it on with almost 40 points in the second half. So, again, that was cool. And it's cool to hear you say that because you do hear that in sports all the time, right? You learn from your losses. Well, you guys haven't learned a lot then this year because you're 9-0. but you did. You just said it. I mean, last year you took that St. Mary's loss in that rough game, and you really built upon that. And I love that quote. You know, that made you guys the Rams you are today.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we learned from winning as well. You know, Coach Medved does that. Yeah, Coach Medved does that a lot as well. You know, he doesn't. You know, we're never too high and never too low about anything. So, you know, he just kind of humbles us after a big game because, you know, even in the Northeastern game, you know, he kind of showed us the film, you know, as soon as we got back for an hour of what we really needed to work on and really challenged us. So, you know, you can definitely learn from winning as well. And, you know, I just kudos to the coaching staff for, you know, just keeping us level-headed.
Well, and I think that's what's so unique. I think you're one of those rare teams. Not to say the L word doesn't come in the future at some point, which I doubt it ever will. But you guys are this mature group that really plays for each other. It's not a cliche because you see it and you hear it, where I do think that you guys are learning. It does seem like it anyway. You're learning just as much from those wins as you are those losses because of that maturity on this roster.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, you know, years of gelling and chemistry to, you know, get to that point. You know, yeah, we're all in a mentally, you know, mature team, emotionally mature team. So having those leaders, you know, in the positions that they are, you know, Adam Thistlewood, Kendall Moore, you know, those two cornerstones of the program, as well as, you know, myself and Isaiah and basically the rest of the team, you know, we just understand, like, hey, you know, this is, you know, a part of the process, and, You know, this is where we would, this is where we expected to be. But understand that, you know, the challenge is still ahead of us. Each and every game, you know, we're going to get everybody's best. So understanding that on a daily basis can definitely, you know, just keep us consistent and keep us getting better.
Another big test coming up. A couple of big tests coming up before you guys jump into Mountain West play. But you've got that Mississippi State game. Of course, a unique situation because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame game. And it is in Fort Worth, Texas. So that's going to be an interesting one. Another test coming up. Tell us a little bit about what it means to play in that game and what you know so far about Mississippi State, a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, it's another neutral site game. You know, it's always an honor to, you know, play a part and be a part of any of those, you know, special games. You know, in Fort Worth, you know, it seems like we're like, it's like the eighth time we've been in Dallas, but I'm not going to complain about it. It's good weather. So, but Mississippi State is, you know, a great SEC team, super big and athletic, and, you know, super fast paced as well. You know, they, you know, like to dominate you in the post and especially on the offensive glass. So that's something that, you know, we've been working on the past few days. You know, they're just a great program. You know, they've had recent success, you know, especially late in the SEC tournament. I feel like they always make a run there. And, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought battle on Saturday.
Yeah, no question about it. Another test in front for you guys. And, you know, I had an interesting conversation with the guys from Stadium that did your game on Saturday. And they had mentioned, obviously, those contests coming up. We know Alabama's coming up. But the fact that you guys have been so darn good, you know, the ratings had you guys high anyway, number one in the conference. But there seems like there's even a bigger target on your back because, like you said, you're going to get every team's best because if they beat you, that is huge on their resume. So when you get into conference play, that's going to be a whole new beast because these teams know, okay, we got to win games, but if we can beat CSU, that is a big one. So have you guys talked about that? How do you feel about that, knowing there's going to be that giant target on your back, especially when you start conference play?
Yeah, Coach Medved does a great job of reminding us of that. You know, to be honest, nobody has really been in this position before, if that really makes sense.
Sure.
Like we're 9-0 through the first, you know, nine games of the season, and everybody's gunning for us. You know, we used to, again, be the quote-unquote the hunters, and now we're the hunted kind of thing. We don't really look at it that way. We still want to be the hunters, you know, throughout the conference. So just having that mindset switch of never being complacent of where you are at, but also reflecting on where you're at in understanding how much hard work was put in to be in this position. And so, you know, being in this position makes you even more motivated to stay there. So, you know, Coach Medved and the coaching staff do a great job of just reminding us, like, hey, you know, there can't be any off nights. There can't be any, you know, slouching or anything because everybody is gunning for you. Everybody's going to give you their best. So you have to prepare like you are the best. You know, it's just a day-by-day process, and it's really tough to do, but I think I have a lot of confidence in this team that they'll, you know, continue to do that.
Yeah, I absolutely love it, man. It's great to hear those kind of things from you, and, again, to follow this team all season long. All right, you said you were at Crazy Carl's last week. Did you go with the old favorite there? Did you switch it up and try something new?
I did go with the old favorite, the Works. I got some barbecue wings as well. Those are the classics. I had a bit to take home, but it was already gone before you even said you were hungry. So I wish I had some more for you.
I'll let it slide, man. The wings are ridiculously good, aren't they? I mean, I go yeah. there for the pizza, but then you order the wings and they're out. They're sensational.
Yeah, the wings are great for sure. I definitely order them by the dozen if I could, but you know, yeah, it's definitely a great spot. And a lot of sports on as well.
Yeah, no question, man. They love supporting Colorado State. They love what they're seeing with this Rams team. David, we got Get to Know David coming up. It's like a movie theme day today. So I've got some interesting questions for you from some of the texters, some of the Rams fans, and they're coming in as we speak. So are you ready for that? You ready to rock and roll? You never know what's coming at you. We're just going to have to throw you a curveball or two.
Man, I love movies, so I'm excited to share my movie knowledge.
Perfect. I'm ready for it. All right, David, we'll do Get to Know David coming up next. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Get your if you have questions for David, text in 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We'll be right back.
Northern Buffalo's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard, weekdays after the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is probably good warm-up music, isn't it, David? Can you imagine doing some layup lines to this tune right here?
Oh, man. Probably after January 4th, there might be still some Christmas spirit left.
It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And this is the segment where we kind of take – we can ask basketball questions. That's fine. But we kind of do the getting to know, David. We're getting a lot of texts coming in. A lot of tweets, but we want you guys. I don't want to ask the questions. I want you guys to ask the questions, and we get to know a little bit more about David Roddy outside of the basketball side of it. Of course, your friend Kyle Neves had to post, he wants me to ask you about football again, David. He wants me to ask you if you, in fact, did play football. That's like a weekly thing, right? We should get that sponsored, the Did You Play Football segment.
Yeah, it needs to get trademarked, for sure. shout out to Kyle. Yes, I did. I did play football. Played it 3 years ago. Retired from there. But yes, I did play football.
Good. Okay. Now that we've cleared that up, because I was wanting to know that. Seriously, man. I had not heard that. This is a nice thing. I just want to read it to you. It's not a question. Derek just tweeted, Roddy made my 10-year-old son's day when he gave Knuckles and tossed him a T-shirt at the St. Mary's game. He talked about it all the way back to Denver. How about that, man?
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That is so cool. And I know you guys are also great with that kind of stuff. Isn't that fun? Like, when you can impact a young person's life like that. Because I remember being a kid and watching college sports and pro sports. Seriously, I remember it to this day. And those that were cool like that, you hold on to that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, definitely. I used to be that kid too. Even with, my brother's high school team and many people I look up to and that I, had the blessing of meeting. Those people who, take time out their day just to say, hi, how you doing and what's your name? I mean, man, it goes a long way. So I just remember that feeling as a kid, and I just want to give that feeling out as much as possible to those Ram fans, those young Ram fans out there.
Yeah, I absolutely love it, man. And thank you for doing that. So many parents really appreciate that because that's what it's all about. This one from Steve, Hoosiers or Rudy? Have you seen both of those movies?
Yes, I have. Man, that's a great one because they're like, they're so similar in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, but different sports, man. I'd have to go with Rudy over Hoosiers, in my opinion.
Oh, listen to that! Live studio audience is getting involved. Okay, this one I got earlier today when I tweeted it out, and we got it on the text line early. Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. These are deep questions, man.
I think it would be a Christmas movie because it says Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right? I think I'm with you. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would have to be a Christmas movie, right?
I think so. On that note, we got another. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
I haven't seen Die Hard in a very long time, so. That's the one with Bruce Willis, correct?
It's the one with Bruce Willis, and I'll help you because there's Christmas decorations around the movie, I don't think it makes it a Christmas movie, you know?
No, I don't think it. I think the Christmas movie, like, talks about Christmas,
right,
the traits of Christmas, the themes of Christmas, like, hey, family, never leave the family or staying together or anything like that. If Die Hard is just, like, full of explosions and everything.
So right.
I don't think that's a Christmas movie.
No, just because there's a Christmas tree up doesn't mean that it's Christmas unless it's about Christmas. Yeah, thank you for that.
Right.
I think our relationship just grew a lot here today, David, after that. This one from Holyoke. I see Roddy won a Class A state title in discus. Roddy, how has discus helped with basketball?
Man, that's a great question. Track in general and throwing is a very individual sport, so there really isn't any other place to get motivation other than yourself against someone else. And I think that's a unique thing. You always are competing against yourself to get the best time or distance on a throw. And it really, especially if you're going through a slump, because believe me, in track there are so many slumps. You have a bad practice or you have a bad meet, you can go bad on six throws. You can scratch six throws and PR the second or the seventh throw. So it's very, you know, you have to be very emotionally mature to be, you know, a track athlete and very technical as well. And it just definitely just, you know, changed my way of thinking of, you know, being a better athlete and competing with myself.
I think that that is such a, like, that sport, I have so much respect for anybody, because I ran track, but I discus was terrifying to me, because you have to have that right. It could be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So to be so good at it is really a phenomenal thing. Follow up for you. How important do you feel, it is for high school athletes to be well-rounded, you know, specifically like with track and field. Do you think that that's a good thing for student athletes to have a lot of different sports under their belt?
Yes, 100%. I feel like you lose out on so many different experiences. You know, definitely, you know, sports, you know, teaches you life. You know, and the more sports that you can play in, the more lessons that you learn. So, you know, I learned a lot from track, as I just said. I learned a lot from basketball. I learned a lot from football. And they all blend together into whatever you're doing after sports or after high school. And, I mean, it's just so much fun. You know, they're just different areas of competition that, you know, give you so many different things that you can carry on for the rest of your life. So I definitely would say, especially if you want to be, like, a football player in college, you have to be running track. Like, there's absolutely no excuse why you shouldn't be running in track. You know, getting more explosive, getting stronger, and getting faster, really, is definitely a key for, you know, any athlete. I would definitely just, you know, just sign up for track and just run the mile, and then you can leave. that's really all you need to do. So run a few sprints and then leave. So, I definitely am an advocate for play as many sports as you can.
Yeah, very well said. This one, okay, we're going back to the movie themes here. John Galt. We're wanting to nerd out a little bit. Sci-fi or fantasy? Which one would you choose as far as genre?
I would say sci-fi for sure.
Oh, wow. Apparently,
sci-fi.
Well, our producer Michael back there is a big Star Trek guy, so he liked that answer. So good. You can now be his friend. So you earned a friend today, David. That's pretty cool.
Awesome. That's great.
I love it. That's great. Okay, this one from the 719. These are great questions today. I'm loving it. David, if you weren't the absolute phenomenal athlete you are, what would your dream profession be and why?
Yeah, that's a great question. Man, that's tough. Other than sports, I would definitely be a physical therapist. That's, you know, that was my main track through college. You know, I changed it to human development and family studies, so that's more social work. So just building a community as best I can and helping out. And, you know, giving a helping hand is definitely just something that, you know, I love to do. I love to teach as well. So if it wasn't, you know, being a basketball coach or a strength coach or anywhere in sports, I would just try to, you know, just teach as much as possible whatever I, you know, learned. So
this one, are you sure you don't want to play football? Similar build to Gronk and other elite NFL tight ends. You've seen a lot of basketball players go on to the NFL and play tight end. What do you say to that question?
I mean, it's never say never, I guess. you know, if basketball doesn't work out, surprisingly, like anywhere, I mean, I would probably, like, I would be interested in talking about that. But, you know, my dream is to definitely just, you know, do my best here and get drafted one day in basketball, and that's the main goal right now. But if football in a few years comes back, we'll see then and see how I feel about it. But yeah, definitely basketball right now.
All right, this one's kind of a team related question for you, David. Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Man, we have so many. The most outgoing one is Jalen Scott. So Jalen Scott is a freshman here. He's hilarious. Kendall is hilarious. Kendall is so stubborn, it's, like, so hilarious. Like, he just has that dog in him that, you know, he's going to do whatever he feels like it. And if he doesn't feel like doing something, he's never going to do it. There's literally nothing that you can say to get him to do it. And it's just hilarious. you know, Deshaun, I could just look at Deshaun and laugh. He just gives off that energy. Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of funny guys on the team. Everybody is hilarious to me.
Okay, this one coming in from Holyoke again. Better gameplay, NBA Live or NBA 2K?
I played NBA Live when I was a kid, so I haven't really been caught up with it. But I'd say NBA 2K is definitely the better gameplay for sure.
All right, the follow-up to that one then is which gaming platform? Which one? Like PS or Xbox? What are you
using? Yeah, I have an Xbox personally.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you know what? You don't meet many people that have the Xboxes anymore. So I appreciate that because that's what I have. Okay.
Yeah.
these are good. Okay, I think. Let me see. I thought I had like three more that I wanted to get. Oh, this one is a random one. When is too soon to put up Christmas lights?
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Don't put up anything before Thanksgiving. People forget that Thanksgiving exists. The night of, at midnight on Black Friday, you can start buying all your Christmas stuff and put it up. Before then, it is a cardinal sin in my book to put it up before Thanksgiving.
So no Christmas music until Black Friday, right?
Yes, correct.
Do you like Christmas music? Do you get into that mode much?
I do. I'm not too much of a festive guy. I don't really decorate too much. We do have a small metal tree in our apartment that's been sitting there since last year. So, I've been in a festive mood for about a year now. So, but other than that, you know, if I go into Walgreens or a store or anything and play music, I enjoy it, but I don't really play it too much other than Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
Well, you know, some people it gets old fast, right? They just kind of play the same songs over and over sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, this has been good, man. These were great questions. I am challenging the listeners. Now we got to top this. We were all over the board today on this, so this was fantastic.
Yeah, I was really impressed with them.
Yeah,
definitely.
They're getting better, man. And I have a few more, but we'll save them for next week. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Last segment with you, David. We're just going to take a look at what's next for the Colorado State Rams, and then we're gonna let you go, man, because I know it's your day off, and we'll let you do something fun. But we'll take a short break. It's the David Roddy Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Let's jump out here and get the latest on the local sports flash. Just a few minutes left of this week's edition of the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And this is just kind of where we look ahead for the next few games. You guys are kind of rounding out, David, to more of a regular schedule, because as you said, you were all over the map. I mean, literally all over the map those first few games. But now we're kind of getting to the point where it's a game or two a week, and we're not seeing so many throughout. So kind of getting down to some normalcy, and you get into that mode before conference play, too. But Mississippi State coming up Saturday, as we talked about, that will be at a neutral site. And I know you're pumped for that game. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. Again, like I said earlier, it's an SEC game. First time I get to play an SEC team, so that's pretty cool. As well as, you know, being back in Texas for the 20th time. You know, just enjoying that as well.
So you'll play Saturday, and then you get another week, and then you got Tulsa, and then you'll play Alabama on Tuesday. Alabama is a very good basketball team. Dude, I have had that game circled for a very long time. I know you can't look ahead. I know you got Mississippi State first, and then it's Tulsa, but there's some interesting matchups coming up before you jump into conference play.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going through the gauntlet as well. You know, just going on the road for, you know, 2 to 3 weeks straight, basically. So no Moby Madness until next year. So that's a big challenge for us. But you know, hopefully we can, you know, pull out, you know, as many wins as possible during this time.
It sounds so scary when you say it like that too. No Moby Madness until next year. But yeah, that's just it's a month. It is kind of tough. But yeah, that conference is going to be interesting. Some battles coming up before you get into that. And David, my friend, you guys are such a joy to watch. I really love it. These fans are the fan base continues to grow. Actually, I mean, it's already a packed house at Moby, but you're seeing it all over the state. You're starting to see it throughout the country. You guys just keep up the great work. You're so easy to root for. It's not just the skill set, not just the wins, but you guys are all so damn likable. And we just wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, Saturday, Mississippi State. We will be watching. Best of luck to you. And, hey, see if Jalen Scott can get you some jokes that you can bring to the table next week, because I want to know how funny he really is.
I got you. I'll go
ask him. All right, my man. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Go Rams.
All right. Go Rams, my friend. David Roddy. The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Great guy. I mean, people hear him talk. We had Isaiah Stevens on yesterday, and people hear him talk, and they're just like, this team is different. There's something unique about this team. And we're looking at it right now, and I've asked this question, and a lot of Rams fans disagree with me. I know there's a lot of season left, but this is the most special team in my history of covering the Rams. And I know it hasn't been that long. I know a lot of you guys have the history to drop, you know, some of those 80s basketball teams. I know Larry Stacey had some pretty good basketball teams too. There were some good teams. There were some good times for sure for CSU. But you have a really special group of players that really just, they play for each other. It's not a cliche. It's not, you hear David and it sounds genuine. It's not this recycled coach speak that coach is telling them and then they're just parroting it back to us. They truly believe it. And I think that, again, that goes to Nico Medved. He is looking for talented players. Yes, you have to have it. But guys that are just genuinely good dudes. And that's the other thing that we love about this name, image, and likeness thing. You guys knew I was all about this from the beginning. Yeah, the station benefits, but so do the players. The players benefit on this, too. We get a chance to talk to the players in a setting like this, where it's not just, hey, you won last night. You had 20 points. Good job. Talk about the matchup. That's great. That is all great. You want that. That's sports talk radio, and it sells. But there is something about doing almost an hour-long program where we're discussing his likes, you know, things that he's into, getting to know the players a little bit more. I love that question from Holyoke. I think that if we're giving out a gift card, that's the question right there, the discus question. You know, how that really helped him with basketball. Because you wouldn't necessarily think that discus would help with basketball. At least I wouldn't anyway. But it, you know, David's, man, it, absolutely going into the whys and why nots and then talking about players playing, you know, multiple sports. I mean, getting into that stuff is great. Plus, he didn't see Die Hard. What do you think about that? Michael, you're kind of a Die Hard fan, aren't you? You're a Die Hard Broncos fan, but are you an actual Die Hard fan?
I liked the first three Die Hards. Die Hard 4 was a little weird, and I decided never to see Die Hard 5.
I didn't even know they made a Die Hard 5.
Yeah, Die Hard 5. And
when was that?
He went over to Russia and saw his son.
Recently?
That was a number of years ago.
Like 5 years ago?
Something like that. He was on the Jim Rome show promoting it.
I saw the fourth one, but it was so weird and over the top that it was not.
He's a New York cop. How is he surviving all this? Like, not even a trained military officer.
He's like a New York cop with a bad attitude and a hangover. And then suddenly in the fourth one, he's jumping over helicopters and doing all these crazy things.
Yeah, it's stupid. They kind of did that with the X-Files when they brought the X-Files back. Suddenly,
oh boy. Here we go.
Two old people jump off a building and survive. I hate that.
I'm hearing people go away right now. Michael's getting into his.
I hate that.
Angel has his over under for Alabama references. You're over under. You have an over under of like one, I would think, nerdy references that you make on the show.
That's true.
But I actually would say under. You contain yourself. Except for right there, you got a little
carried
away. Does
the applause for the...
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Your over under for nerd things that you bring up on this show is one, I would say. Well, Angel's Alabama drops, I'm going to go with three. Over under three.
Oh, really?
And he nailed three. I mean, if you were taking three yesterday, you are a rich person. Yours is the tough one because I don't think you're going to... I'm going to say under most days. But today, you got it.
Yeah, I just, well, you mentioned Die Hard, and then I got really angry about Die Hard, and then I got angry about other things.
the Will King Swami says, I'm hammering the over every single day for Micah. Now, just during the two-hour show. Now, we do contain you quite a bit because we're talking so much sports, but you can just, you're like a puppy. When you hear David Roddy say he likes sci-fi, you're just like, oh, I want to talk about plasma and star search and stuff. I could just see it in your eyes.
You know, plasma is not just science fiction. It's also science fact.
I know. There it is. That was nerd out too, by the way. So you just went the over today. So whoever bet the over, you won some money.
Speaking of nerd out, the nerd show from 5 to 6.
There it is.
KFK,
there it is.
103.1.
Right before the UNC Bears coaches show. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. We're going to wrap up the show on the other side. Again, thanks to David Roddy, as always, for rolling with us every week. Crazy Carl's Pizza is the sponsor. Man, I have loved getting to know Crazy Carl's Pizza. They do have the best pizza around. You guys got to try it. 48 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Bears basketball and the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. The whole show powered by PDC Energy. Oh, I love that song. That's a good tune. You what? You don't like? Well, you didn't like WWF. If it's not like has a laser in it or something, you didn't care for it.
Well, I like fake things like science fiction. I just don't like fake wrestling.
That's not fake wrestling. What are you talking about? Those guys jump off of cages. That really happens. All the things that they do really happens. It's not fake.
I don't mind wrestling. I just think wrestling is stupid.
There it is. All right, tonight, a lot of action tonight in the basketball world. You've got the Denver Nuggets taking on New Orleans tonight. The Nugs are 11-12. And Joker's questionable. I think, is Will Barton questionable? Maybe you're going to get Bones Highland and Bol Bol back tonight or pretty soon. I know I haven't hit the Nuggets a lot this week. We've been kind of busy with some breaking news for CSU throughout the week, but we'll try to go into it tonight. I'm definitely watching that one. You also have Eastern Washington and the Buffs playing. And Eastern Washington, they're 4-4, but the Buffs are favored to win by 17. So the Buffs need this one. They're 6-3. They're 4-1 at home. They just need to take care of this team tonight. So I need the Nuggets to win tonight. 11-12. It's tough though, man. I mean, the Joker's asked to do everything. Michael Malone is actually telling reporters, "I need to look inward. Changes got to be made here. Something big needs to be." So I mean, look for reworkings of this roster, some jumbling around of the roster because the bench has just not been there for this team. Pretty much all year. They've had moments, but you got to have better play. These guys have to step up. If you want to survive by the time Jamal Murray maybe gets back, then you have to have better play from your bench. There is just no way around it. You cannot wear the Joker out by adding more minutes to what he's already doing. You just can't do it. So they're going at it. Also, you got the Colorado Avalanche taking on the New York Rangers. That'll be on NHL Net. That's at 5 o'clock tonight as well. The Avs looking to continue rolling. They're off to a pretty damn good start. 13-7-2. 55 after the hour. We've got Betting Across America coming up with Mike Pritchard and the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Then we have the Nerd Show at 5 o'clock. The UNC Coaches Show, reminder, moved to Wednesday nights in the month of December. So tune in and listen to Jerry Schimmel live from my go-to, the GOAT in Greeley, Colorado. Good night, Northern Colorado.